Bonjour, and welcome to Winking Cat Tales. Today we present a new musical adaptation of Charles Perrault's classic story of Puss and Boots. Book and lyrics by Pat Haynes Ainsworth, music by Terence Alaric Levitt. Copyright 2019 by Winking Cat Books.
That boy is late. It is very disrespectful to be late. He should have been here 30 minutes ago.
Meow.
Doesn't he realize that my time is valuable? I am a lawyer, after all, and time is money.
Meow.
I am so sorry, monsieur. Am I late?
You are not just late. You are very late.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is important to be punctual, boy. Time is money. Time is money, you know?
Yes, monsieur. Time is money. But I couldn't help it.
You couldn't help it?
No. There's a reason I was late. Let me explain the reason I'm late. Is my foolish coat bit open the crate that held the dog who leapt with glee when he realized that he was free. He chased the cat who ran up a tree and simply had nowhere to run, you see. So she jumped from the branch to the back of the cow, not the white one, the brown, who ran into town crying moo, moo, moo. And that frightened the hen, who jumped to the roof and then back again. She splashed the ducks who were stuck in their pen. Their quacking and yapping woke the sow and her piglets all napping. They squealed, of course, which startled the horse, who kicked in his stall, put a hole in the wall, which caused the bucket to fall.
Stop!
No need to continue your story.
I just want you to know that I'm sorry. Sorry, monsieur, for making you wait, but now you know why I was late.
Meow.
Enough! I accept your apology. Let's get on with the reading of your father's will.
Shouldn't we wait for my brothers?
They have come and gone already, young man. Come and gone. You were late.
Yes, monsieur. I am very sorry about that. It was not my fault.
As you have explained in great detail.
Where, monsieur?
Now, I shall read the part of your father's will that applies to you. Let me see. I, Jean-Paul de Roche, being of sound mind, blah, 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 and so on, do hereby, blah, blah, and so forth. Ah, here's the part that I am looking for. Well, this is very simple.
What is simple? What did my father leave to me? The flour mill?
No, he left that to your brother, Jean-Michel.
Did he leave me the vegetable farm?
No, he left that to your brother, Jean-Luc.
How about the wagon? Did he leave me the wagon?
No. He left the wagon and the donkey to your brother Jean-Charles.
Did he leave me the cushy chair?
No. He left the house, the chickens, and the cushy chair to your brother Jean-Pierre.
Did he leave anything to me?
Of course, boy. He was your father. He loved you very much. He left you this envelope with 5 silver coins and this old tabby cat. Here.
And to my youngest and beloved son, Philippe, I leave my sincerest love, 5 silver coins and my cat, Puss.
Meow.
5 silver coins and the cat, what was he thinking? 5 silver coins and the cat, oh dear. Things are worse than they appear. In just a week or two, I fear, I will starve, that much is clear.
If your father had left you his farm, you'd be secure and safe from harm. Each day you'd have fresh food at your feet. You'd always at least have something to eat.
But 5 silver coins and the cat, oh drat, I am doomed and that is that. There is no fear, I'll grow too fat. I'd be too thin to wear my hat.
If your father had left you the mill, you'd have a job and coins in the till. With a house you'd have had, eggs you could share, a fire, a bed, and a nice cushy chair. But with 5 silver coins and a cat, my friend, your misery will never end. This case is so absurd. Your father was out of his bed.
I am not up, there is no hope. My future is sure to fall flat.
With 5 silver coins and a cat.
There must be something you can do to help me.
I am sorry, young man, but your father's will is clear. And now, I am late for my next appointment. Time is money, you know. Time is money! Adieu!
Meow.
Meow? Is that all you can say? If only you could tell me what to do. But alas, it is clear. My future is hopeless.
Pardon moi, my new friend, but one's future is never hopeless.
Did you say something?
I said one's future is never hopeless. As long as one has ambition, a bright and resourceful mind, and a positive attitude.
But I don't have any of those things.
Of course not. But I was not talking about you. I was speaking about myself. But now that I am your cat, I can share those virtues with you.
Wait a moment. I am talking with a cat. And a cat is talking with me. I am in more trouble than I thought. I am losing my mind.
Do not worry. With me by your side, you will be fine. You will not just survive. You will prosper. I can help you get anything you desire. What do you want?
I'm not sure. I suppose having a place to live is important.
Ah, a castle.
It doesn't have to be a castle. A house would be fine.
Why not a castle? As long as you are wishing, you might as well wish for a castle. How about a lovely princess to share your castle?
A princess? I'd have to be a prince or be very rich to marry a princess.
Good point. As long as we are talking about money, I shall need the 5 silver coins right away.
Why do you need them?
It takes more than wishing to make wishes come true. It takes planning and hard work. I will need the 5 silver coins for my plan.
But if I give you the 5 silver coins, I will be left with absolutely nothing.
That is not true, mon ami. You have me and my excellent brain to help you.
What are you going to do with the coins?
I will go into the nearest town and buy new clothes for myself. I need to look good to make my plan successful.
You want me to give you all the money I have in the world so you can go to the next village and buy new clothes?
Oui. Yes.
What do you think I am? Totally crazy?
Do you really want me to answer that? Besides, do you have a better plan?
I have no plan at all. None.
So, you will give me the coins?
Yes.
Merci. I will go into the village bar just down the road. Meet me there tomorrow.
Wait, Puss. What exactly is your plan?
I am not quite sure yet, but I will think of something. I always do.
Now it is absolutely certain. I am doomed!
The sun wakes up and climbs ever higher in the sky. Our clock tells us it's time for work, and we bid our best. bed's goodbye. But the big clock in the tower was broken right in two. And since we don't know what time it is, we don't know what to do. When the two hands of the tower clock are both pointing to the sky, we know that we must eat our lunch, 'cause day is flying by. But something strong and really mean broke our town clock into bits and left our streets and avenues littered all with bricks.
I think it was a dragon or a huge and sudden breeze.
I think it was an earthquake.
I think a giant sneezed.
But
whatever it was, we no longer hear the tick-tick-tock or the old familiar chime. So we all are totally confused, 'cause we cannot tell the time. And we have no way to count the hours as the days go flying, as the days go flying by.
Citizens of Bar, I have an important announcement. The Queen has heard about our problem and came here today to help us build a new clock tower.
Thank you, Mayor. My good citizens of Bar, as your queen, I know the importance of having a clock in your town to make sure your shops and businesses can continue to work like clockwork.
Hooray!
That is why I, your queen, decided to pay the expenses to build a new clock tower and fix your clock.
Hooray!
And I shall stay right here in Bar until the job is finished.
Hooray!
If I can find a suitable place to stay.
It would be my honor to have you stay at my home, Your Majesty.
What about that beautiful castle I saw outside the city?
No one has lived there for years, Your Majesty. Some of the townspeople even suspect it is haunted, or that an evil ogre lives there.
In that case, I will stay at your house.
Mother, I saw a beautiful meadow beside the road from the carriage. It's a sunny day. May I go for a picnic there?
It would be nice for you to stretch your legs after such a long carriage ride. I will let you go, but you must promise to be very careful and be back before dark.
Of course, Mama. I'll do just a little shopping to buy some treats to take along in my basket.
Puss, my old friend, what brings you to Bar? Last I heard, you moved to a small village down the road by the river.
Yes, I lived with a farmer there. He died recently, so I decided to help his son. What is all the news about a clock tower?
Someone or something knocked down our clock tower. No one knows for sure who did it, but I suspect it is the nasty ogre who lives in the castle on the hill. He comes into the village almost every night and causes all kinds of trouble.
But why don't the town people catch him and arrest him?
Because he has magical powers. He is able to change his shape. I would not believe this to be true, except for the fact that once, late at night, I saw it for myself. As the ogre entered the village square, he changed into a wolf. Then he changed into a mouse to climb through a hole in the wall and into the bank. I hid behind a statue and watched him come out of the bank in his ogre shape again and walk out of town.
He sounds like a very interesting ogre.
I'd stay far away from him and his castle if I were you.
That is a problem, because soon I must go to his castle and meet him.
That would be very dangerous, my friend.
Oh, perhaps, but it is part of my plan.
I have a fine plan that I know will succeed. But to be sure it works, there is one thing I need. I need to look elegant, simply elegant. I must look my ultimate best. From my head to my toe, every whisker must show that I am a cat who's well dressed. Elegant, strictly elegant, a new
that's tidy and neat.
With some lace on each cuff.
Oh, but still not enough to make my look complete.
Shiny boots for your feet.
Yes, I'll be so debonair. Follow me out and real feline flair. I must get my beauty sleep, because with my wits and finesse, I'll persuade the princess to meet with my master Philippe.
And soon we will see if the ending will be a success or a catastrophe.
We, indeed, I must succeed.
We have all that we need. Elegant, strictly elegant, we will leave not one thing to chance. One day children will learn how our lives took a turn with a touch of un peu elegance, pure elegance, elegance.
What a beautiful meadow, and a lovely castle on the hill, and what a beautiful afternoon.
Slowly rising sun smiles golden beams on this morning in the meadow. It's clear and bright and emerald green on this morning in the meadow. Glittering dewdrops on the ground, and the chittering birds don't make a sound. There's peaceful silence all around here in the meadow. The air you breathe is fresh and clean on this morning in the meadow. And everything is quite pristine on this morning in the meadow. And doze by the lazy streams that flow down to the crystal ponds below. Here on the meadow, see the old weeping willow dance. Oh, what a joy to have the chance to greet each lark and say hello as they flit and flutter to and fro. Please, Father Time, walk very slow. When day is done, I ache to go and leave this bright and dazzling show here in the meadow. Right here in the meadow.
Pardon me, mademoiselle. I am sorry to disturb you.
Oh, that is all right. Would you care for a baguette?
No, thank you.
Does this beautiful meadow belong to you? The flowers are so beautiful, and the meadow is so lovely. I just had to have a picnic here. I suppose I should have asked.
Alas, it is not my meadow.
I am Princess Anne of Doremy. I am pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Enchanté, Your Highness. I am called Puss. Simply Puss.
Enchanté, Puss. This is my first visit to Bar. My mother came here to help the villagers build a new clock tower. Someone destroyed their old one.
Well, that is a pity.
My mother believes every town should have a clock tower.
And it is very noble and generous of your mother to help them build a new one.
Helping others is part of our family tradition. Our family motto is, be helpful and courteous. The motto is printed on all of our plates and tapestries.
It must be difficult to live up to such a motto.
Not at all. It brings me great joy to help people.
So you are not only helpful, but also thoughtful and modest. You, Princess Anne, are a true treasure of France.
Booth, you are making me blush.
Oh, it is a pity my master is out of town today. He would be so honored to meet you if he were here.
Master, do you serve someone, Monsieur Puss?
Don't let my fine clothes and excellent manners fool you, Princess. I am only an humble servant to my master. That is his castle there in the distance.
But the mayor said the castle was empty, or that it may have an ogre inside. I hope your master is not an ogre.
Oh, no, Princess. My master is a count. Philippe, the count of... three.
I see, but he is not here today?
No, my master is away until tomorrow. Will you and your mother still be embarked tomorrow?
Yes, it takes many days to build a clock tower. Perhaps I could meet your master tomorrow.
Excellent, Princess. I will tell him. Can you meet us here in the meadow tomorrow at noon?
Yes, I would like that.
Good. Until then, Princess, au revoir.
Au revoir, Puss.
Now, how will I convince the princess that her master Philippe is a count? I will think of something, I always do.
Look at this glass! Someone sat in my meadow today!
It does look like that.
And there are breadcrumbs scattered all over the ground!
Perhaps someone had a picnic here.
I miss having picnics. Picnics are so much fun. Sitting outside in the sunshine, eating food.
Fun! I don't like fun! Or picnic baskets, or sunshine! That is why I always wait until nighttime to walk around my meadow.
Of course, Master.
Get rid of these crumbs. It'll be daylight soon. I must think of something I can do to punish the villagers tomorrow night for having a picnic on my meadow.
But you just knocked down their clock tower. How can you do anything worse than that?
I will think of something very bad. Maybe I'll knock over their water fountain. Oh, steal their cheese. Oh, paint mustaches on their statues. I will think of something by tomorrow night.
Pick up all the breadcrumbs. How can we do that? It's dark and are so many and they are so tiny.
These little breadcrumbs are making me hungry. The ogre makes us work so hard and feeds us almost nothing. Why do we keep working for him anyway?
Because he pays us.
I have not been paid. Have you been paid?
I have not been paid. Have you been paid?
I said I have not been paid.
Then why do we choose to stay and work for him?
I don't know.
I don't know, Isa.
Perhaps because he's big and mean and never cares for his hygiene. Perhaps because his hair is green. Why do we choose to stay? Perhaps because he has big feet and never thinks to give us treats. And when we play cards, he always cheats. Why do we choose to stay?
We could be digging ditches,
or fishing for some fishes,
or in a bakery selling bread.
Bakers counting money, beekeepers selling honey,
or 100 other better jobs instead.
But
then we have to brush our teeth,
and neat and clean our clothes must keep.
We bathe before we go to sleep,
each and every day,
and that's just not okay.
That's why we choose to stay.
Bonjour, citizens. Can you tell me if there is a village ahead?
I have been searching for it all night.
Yes, there is a village. The village of Bar.
But you do not want to go there.
Why not?
Because tomorrow night our master is going into Bar to do all kinds of rude things and make a mess.
Why would he want to do that?
Because he is mean and nasty and likes to break things.
That's why we work for him.
Why don't the villagers stop him?
Because our master is an ogre who can change his shape into any kind of creature he wants. A bear, a crow, a cat.
Anything he wants to.
They don't know it's him until he starts breaking things.
By then, it's too late.
Adieu. Good luck, stranger.
There you are, Puss. I have finally caught up with you.
Wait a minute. Are you really Puss? You are dressed very strangely for a cat. With such a fancy hat, jacket, and boots.
Of course it is I. Who else would it be?
Oh, you could be an ogre in the shape of a cat. I was just talking with two people who work for him. They told me this ogre can change his shape and do anything he wants, no matter how big or small.
Oh, that is very interesting and useful. But enough about an ogre. You must be tired.
And hungry. I hope you brought something for me to eat with some of the money I gave you.
No.
I was right. We shall starve.
How is it possible to starve when there's so much food right here in the meadow? Apples on the trees, honey in the beehives, fish in the pond. You should go fishing.
Fishing? Is this the plan you talked about?
Not exactly.
Puss, someday will you tell me what your plan is?
What would be the fun of that? It's morning. That means it's about that time.
What time is that time?
Time for you to take a bath.
What?
Oui. Oh, definitely. Time for you to take a bath. Oh, la la. Get behind these bushes and take off all those stinky clothes. There is a pond with fresh water over this little hill.
Can't we catch fish or pick apples first? I'm starving.
No. You should always wash before you eat. It is only proper manners. Quickly, so we can eat soon. Now, toss me your dirty clothes and I will take care of them. You don't want to put on the dirty clothes after you take a bath.
I suppose not.
Go down to the pond and get clean. And don't forget to scrub behind your ears. Now, I will pick some meadow flowers. And pick some apples off the tree. I can try to catch some fish from the stream. That should be enough to impress the princess when she arrives.
So, daughter, where is this count you are meeting?
I am eager to meet him too. I know of no count that has bought the castle recently.
We just have to be patient. His cat said he would meet me here for lunch.
Bonjour, princess.
Hello again, Puss. I could not help telling my mother about meeting the count today.
And naturally, I told the mayor.
And of course, I issued a proclamation letting everyone know that we had a count in our castle.
We all want to see him for ourselves.
To see if he is young and handsome.
Or old and bald.
Who is this count of three? That's who we come to see. Is he short or is he tall? Is he really a count at all? He's a mystery. Who is this count of three? We ask impatiently. Is he strong or is he thin? Does he frequently like to grin? He's a mystery. Where did he come from? Where does he go? Where is his family? We'd like to know. Too sweet to meet, to greet him. Who is this count of three? He's who we've come to see. He said he'd be right here today, and we've walked a long, long way to see this mystery. This count among men, we'll meet him and then we won't have to ask it again. Who is this count of three?
Will be here soon, but while we are waiting, the count asked me to give you these gifts to enjoy. He gathered them for you from this very meadow. A gift from the count of three.
Very impressive.
These are lovely. Thank you.
I am definitely clean now, Puss. Where are my clothes?
Robbers! Thieves! Vagabonds! They have hit my master on the head and stolen all of his clothes.
Puss, what are you talking about?
Oh, be still, master. Take care. You do not want to injure yourself further. You are obviously not thinking properly. Your Majesty, may I borrow your cape?
Certainly.
And they have taken your money pouch too, mon Dieu. What are we going to do? You are too wobbly and dizzy to walk up the hill to your castle. And you will catch your death of cold without some clothes to wear.
I'm sure I can find the Count a new suit back at my shop.
Please, Count, let us assist you.
A Count?
They must have eaten very hard on the head. My poor master has even forgotten his own name.
To think none of this would have happened if you had not been coming here to meet me. I feel so responsible.
It is not your fault.
How very sweet you are to say that.
May I ask you a great favor, Your Majesty? Can my master borrow your carriage to carry him into town?
Of course. It would be my honor to help him. After all, our family motto is be helpful and courteous. It is on all our plates and family tapestries.
I will go to the castle and make sure all is ready for him when you bring him home. Now comes the tricky part of my plan. How do I get the ogre out of the castle forever? I'm not sure exactly what I will do, but I'm sure I will think of something. I always do.
Someone is knocking at the door.
Yes, I heard that.
I never heard anyone knock on the door before. Have you ever heard anyone knock on the door before?
No. Have you ever heard anyone knock on the door before?
I just told you I hadn't.
What do you think we should do?
I don't know.
Hello?
Someone just said hello. Have you ever heard someone say hello through the door before?
No. Have you ever...
Stop repeating what I say. Do you think we should open the door?
I don't know. Do you think...
I said stop that. Just open the door and see who's there.
Good idea.
Bonjour. Pardon moi, but I heard there was an ogre living in the castle. Neither of you look like an ogre.
That is because we are not.
An ogre does live here, though. A very mean one.
We are his servants.
It is just a suggestion, but you may want to leave before...
Who is this stranger in my castle?
Before he knows you're here.
It's too late for that now.
I am hungry. Are you my lunch?
Not I. But you say you are hungry?
I said I was hungry.
You said you were hungry, and voila, here I am with delicious apples.
Yuck! I don't like apples. I like to eat people. Are you a person?
I am not a person. I am a cat.
I don't have any opinion about eating cats.
If you do not like apples, I have fish in my basket. I even have some flowers to make your table look nice.
Nice? Ugh, I hate nice. I don't like flowers, or puppies, or pianos, or anything nice. I like gold and treasure, velvet curtains, and large pieces of overstuffed furniture.
Then we will forget about the flowers. But, you know, that is funny.
What's funny?
The people in the village who told me about you did not mention that you do not like nice.
The people in the village told you about me?
Of course. You are famous. You are perhaps the most famous ogre in all of France. Everyone talks about you all the time.
Really? They talk about me all the time?
Oui. The villagers talk about how handsome you are.
Handsome?
I can see they were wrong. They should have said how mean and ugly you are.
That is true. I am the meanest and ugliest creature on earth.
They talk about how poor you are.
Poor?
Are they mistaken about that too?
Look around you! You see oodles of treasure! My castle is full of golden goodies from top to bottom! Poor!
I can see they were wrong about that too. I should never have believed them. But there is one other thing they told me that I could not believe.
What else did they tell you?
You will never believe it.
Tell me what you will never believe.
They told me that you can change your shape into any shape you want. Isn't that the silliest thing you've ever heard?
But
isn't that unbelievable? You, an ogre, turning yourself into a zebra or a cockroach.
But
the villagers must have been a little crazy to tell me something like that, eh?
Will you stop talking for a minute?
Yes.
It is true.
What is true?
That I can change my shape into anything I want.
You are pulling my leg.
No, I am not. I can do it. Make a request, name anything. From a fish in the sea to a bird on the wing, or a frog on the log, or a pig that can sing. I can be anything I wish, name anything.
Anything?
Whatever you suggest, name anything. In a moment or two, any time, any day, just imagine a thing and then say, s'il vous plaît. I can turn into anything I want, name anything.
Cross your heart.
Cross my heart and hope to die. Wiggle my ears and spit in your eye.
Hope that will not be necessary. Where did you learn such a skill?
I didn't learn how to do it. I always knew. I never went to school, so I cannot say I learned it. And I never follow rules, so I cannot say I earned it. It's a gift that keeps on giving. It's a talent few possess. Had it long as I've been living. It's the key to my success. Be it pet or pest, name anything. If it flies or swims or walks on 4 feet, if it squeals or squawks or whinnies or tweets, all right, go ahead. Whatever you want, name anything. Try anything. Attest my guest. Name anything.
So it's true? Right now you could turn yourself into a palm tree?
I could, but palm trees are not much fun. I like to turn myself into animals the best. Would you like to see a brontosaurus? Oh, I do a great brontosaurus.
I don't know. This is a pretty small room for a brontosaurus.
You are right. They are very big and clumsy. How about a shark?
You would need a lot of water for a shark.
Good point.
Oh, how about one of my distant relatives? A lion, perhaps?
That is an excellent suggestion. I can do that.
How?
Well, first, I stand up and take a deep breath. Then, I shake all over to get my muscles ready.
See?
Then, comes the most important part. I close my eyes and become a lion. There. You see my claws and my muscles.
Oh, yes. Oui, you are very fearsome.
Look at my flowing mane. Is it not amazing?
Incroyable. You are definitely astonishing.
You are definitely impressive.
You do not sound impressed.
I am, but
What do you mean, but?
Oh, it's nothing. Forget I said it.
I will not forget. You said but.
Oh, it's probably easy for you to become a lion, that's all.
Easy? How is this easy? Do you know of any other ogres that can turn themselves into a lion?
No, but a lion is big and fierce, and you are big and fierce. A lion is hairy, and you are hairy. You are almost a lion already. I would be more impressed if you could turn yourself into something totally unlike a big ogre. Maybe a turtle or a mouse? Or maybe even something very, very tiny, like a fly.
When I said I could turn myself into anything, I meant I could turn myself into anything.
Well?
You don't believe me? The cat does not believe me.
Forgive me, but I have my doubts. A fly is very small.
Ha! You wait. I will show you.
I am waiting. You see me waiting.
Watch me.
Welcome on, Master.
Do you remember who you are now?
Well,
Welcome home, Master.
He still seems a bit fuzzy in his head.
My poor Master, perhaps you'll feel better if you sit down.
We will go to the kitchen and get him a cool glass of water.
Merci. That would be most helpful. Thank you all for bringing the Count home, especially you, Princess Anne.
The princess has been so thoughtful, gentle, and kind. She is the most perfect person I have ever met.
You two will make a perfect match.
The princess will hate me when she finds out I am not really a count.
Mon petit master, half the people in France claim to be a count or a marquis or something. No one really cares.
But what will happen when the ogre returns home here to his castle?
That problem is solved. The ogre will not be returning. There is no one to claim this castle, except you. Do you want to live here?
Yes, I want to live here. As long as you want to live here too, Princess Anne, will you marry me?
Yes, I will marry you.
Wonderful. You both have my blessings.
Hooray!
Such a romantic ending.
Of course, it is a French story after all.
A happy ending, a very happy ending, though it seemed quite doubtful at the start. It's so nice that everything worked out, and all the actors played their part. A happy ending, a very happy ending,
Puss we knew would surely save the day.
Thank you all for listening to our story. Now we close the curtain on our play.
Meow.
Merci. Thank you for listening to Puss in Boots. For more information about this podcast or to listen to more Winking Cat tales, visit our website at winkingcatbooks.com. This recording is the sole property of Winking Cat Books. Reposting or unauthorized use of this recording without permission is prohibited by law. Au revoir!